This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Tech Talk. Frida Liu here. Nassimon Tech recently released its 18th volume of Internet Security Threat Report, the ISTR, highlighting details and the significant changes to a number of vulnerabilities and malicious attacks in the Internet threat landscape. Here with me today to go through this report is Nigel Tan, Director of Systems Engineering of Nassimon Tech Malaysia. Nigel, what are the more important or relevant trends identified in the latest report?
Hi, Frida. So, the Internet Security Threat Report, Volume 18, which we recently released, actually takes a look at the trends of Internet threats in the previous year, which is in 2012. So there were actually five main things that we picked up. The first of which was we saw a huge jump in terms of targeted attacks. So cyber criminals are really picking up, right, in terms of their activities. In fact, there was a 42% jump year on year from 2011 to 2012.
For targeted
attacks.
Wow,
yes.
Okay.
So, and when we take a look at the industries that they're targeting, we also saw a shift. So manufacturing actually took the lead over governments as the top industry.
First time ever in your report.
Yes, first time in the report. We also saw an increase, a rather large increase in these targeted attacks targeting smaller companies. So, for example, companies below 250 users, right, which are small companies. In 2011, the percentage of targeted attacks at that segment was about 18%. In 2012, we had time for this report, that actually jumped from 18% to 31%.
Do you know why this shift from, you know, to manufacturing to smaller organizations?
Right. So, to manufacturing, I think one of the reasons is that manufacturing companies still hold intellectual property, and that's still a revenue stream, right, for cyber criminals, right? They can get these blueprints or they can get that intellectual property and actually sell them off, right, for cold hard cash.
Wow,
right, which is what their motivation is.
Wow, this is getting very this is warfare.
Yes, it is. The other thing also, and coming up to that point about warfare, is that manufacturing companies form part of the supply chain to larger organizations. And what the cyber criminals realize is that the larger organizations, they protect themselves, right?
Right.
They know that they're a target. So they look further down the chain so that they can get information that will, or back doors that could lead them up to the larger, these are larger organizations.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is particularly interesting because for industries, for example, the defense sector, right? This is a very this is one of the ways which cyber criminals would get in. They'll exploit the weakest link in the
supply
chain.
This is Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Exactly.
And they're actually reading the annual reports.
Yes, they are. It's a similar thing with the small industries as well, so with smaller organizations.
They're part of the supply chain.
They are part of the supply chain as well. And another thing is, smaller organizations tend to think they're not going to be the targets, right? They believe they're too small for the attackers, for the cyber criminals to actually target them. But the reality is, you know, as these large organizations put up their defenses, put up their walls, cyber criminals will always look to the path of least resistance. Right, and they're just right for the picking as well.
The weakest link here. So that's targeted, one of the trends that you'll identify. What were the others?
Right. So so I mentioned about targeted and small businesses and manufacturing. I think one of the other things that we saw were that these attacks were shifting away from top executives of an organization towards the knowledge workers and the employees in the sales organizations. And part of that reason is also because these employees would actually hold some pertinent information, right? Salespeople would perhaps hold contact lists, which the attackers could actually exploit to move their attack on further. Similarly, knowledge workers, which are people like in the R&D department, they're certainly going to have access to intellectual property that the cyber criminals can get.
Wow, so this is basically an organization reading how the other organization works. You know, I mean, the cyber criminals, they're actually sort of reading up and finding out where are your weak spots.
That's right. And that's exactly how why we call these things targeted attacks. Mm. Instead of, just blasting out across a large number of users, cyber criminals are now focusing their attack with a laser-like focus into,
it's niche marketing, they call it.
Exactly.
Right. And of course, you've identified other trends as well. We'll talk about the other trends in just a moment. I'm here with Nigel Tan from Symantec Malaysia, going through the Internet Security Threat Report, the 18th volume. We'll do that right after this. Tech Talk, BFM 89.9. This is Tech Talk on Enterprise. Good afternoon, Frida Liu here. Speaking to Nigel Tan, Director of Systems Engineering for Symantec Malaysia. We're going through the 18th volume of the Internet Security Threat Report by Symantec, and we were going through the trends, and you from that report you were seeing five things that sort of have been emerging, and one of which is targeted. Now they're moving away from governments to manufacturing and small organizations because they're really looking at the supply chain. The other one is to knowledge workers. And before we go through with the other things that you've noticed from the report, which countries are top sources for overall malicious activity?
Well, in 2012, the top two countries for malicious activity were actually US and China. Mm. Now, one of the things that we actually saw in this was that the countries with really large populations and a very high broadband penetration rate tend to go further up on the list. And that's because the more computers they have connected to the internet, the more susceptible they are to being infected and bots, right? And that brings the overall country ranking up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Malaysia in this list?
So Malaysia is actually 35th.
Okay.
35th on the list out of 157.
Okay.
Right. So the higher up you are on the list, the more malicious activity there is. So
we're not that malicious.
Well, we are in the top third.
Top third. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, just back to you were saying how the number of targeted attacks, back to that point, increased by 42%. Now, how can businesses ensure they are protected?
Okay, so one of the first things that businesses need to do is really, it's a bit of a mindset shift, right? So businesses have to assume that they're going to be a target, right? And they have to realize what the threats are out there and really set up defenses against them, right? Now, the second thing that they can do is when they build out these defenses, think of what we in the security industry call a defense-in-depth strategy, right? That means putting layers of defenses up. So instead of just having one firewall and assuming that's enough, right, have a look at having firewalls, gateway protection, antivirus, and controls such as that. So it's a bit like an onion, right? So when a cyber criminal tries to penetrate into these defenses, they'll have to peel back the layers one by one, right? Instead of just having one layer to break through. The third thing which businesses should start doing is actually educating their employees, because at the end of the day, employees are the one that
they're the ones
exactly. You know, they're the ones that are sitting in coffee shops, surfing the internet, surfing out to the site, and are the ones that actually could be the ground zero,
right,
for something that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And finally, I think the one of the things that business should actually look at is protecting information, because at the end of the day, it's all about the information.
True.
Right? That's the lifeblood of any organization.
Okay. So, okay, fine. You've got the trends from that report was targeted knowledge workers. What else?
All right. So the other thing also, the last one that we picked up was the number of malware, mobile threats, mm-hmm, on mobile devices actually went up.
Okay. Right? So, no surprises.
Exactly. So it went up by actually 58%.
Wow.
Year on year. Now, what we're seeing, and this is a trend, right? So the mobile space is still relatively new compared to the PC space. But just like in the PC space, the number of threats we see is exponentially rising, right? Mm. So we're seeing the same trends in the mobile space as we do in the PC. So going forward, we believe that, you know, mobile is going to be a very viable surface area for the cyber criminals to target and to attack.
Okay. Now, what are these watering hole attacks and how dangerous is this to internet users today?
Right. So the watering hole attack is a new attack that actually saw a lot of prominence last year, in 2012, right, at the time of this report. In the past, cyber criminals, in carrying out a target attack, what the cyber criminals used to do was craft out an email and send it to their targeted mm-hmm. users, right? Trying to impersonate somebody like maybe the CEO of the company, right? Trying to entice the user to click on a link, right? That will bring them to a website, right? And get themselves infected. Now, the cyber criminals last year devised a new way, right? And this of attack, right? And this was actually led by a group called the Elderwood Group.
Okay.
Right? What they did was they studied the browsing patterns of the users, right? And they then went on to the websites. Took a look at the websites that these users would you know typically go on a day to day basis, and they actually tried to infect these websites, right? Take them over,
okay.
Right? So that when a user were to browse to them, they could actually push malware down, right? Via drive-by downloads, right?
Right.
Just by the act of visiting the website, a user's PC could get infected, right? And then that opens a door for the cyber criminals to come in, right? And exploit the organization. So
wow,
yeah. So So it's a bit like a watering hole, right? So in Africa, where you know all the animals come to a watering hole to have a drink of water, the lion actually waits around that watering hole because
okay.
he knows that's where they're going to come.
So just see me on all these online shopping sites.
Exactly, right?
Okay. Now, I guess looking ahead, right? What are the key trends in the internet security that we have to look out for?
Right. So I think one of the things that users really should be aware of is that we see that malware is becoming more and more vicious. They start to we see this trend of malware called ransomware,
mm-hmm.
and what happens is it actually takes over a computer, and it actually locks out that computer, right? Telling the user. Falsely telling the user that perhaps he's violated some copyright law, right? In order to unlock his PC, they actually have to pay some money.
Okay.
Right? Now, in 2012, that was a $5 million business for the cyber criminals, right? Consumers basically lost.
And it's probably a small amount that you don't think about for, you know, $9.99 or whatever.
Exactly.
So people would think it must be real.
Exactly, right? It's something
and $5 million later.
Yes, $5 million later, then that's all in the cyber criminal's pocket, right? So it is becoming more and more vicious, locking out PCs, wiping out the drives, right? And that's one of the things that users should be aware about.
Mm.
I didn't mention this. So the second thing that we see is that, as I mentioned before earlier, the surface area of mobile devices is becoming a very viable target, right? And we continue to see that trend going forward. In fact, now almost a third of the malware that we find on mobile devices actually steals information, right? And we're starting to see this new malware, which actually acts like a big brother, and they actually turn on the cameras and the mics on the mobile devices, so that the criminals can actually listen in and actually watch what a user is seeing.
Wow. Okay. Yes. We don't need any more fear, but we have to be wary of all the things that's out there. Thanks for sharing. Nigel Tan, Director of Systems Engineering for Symantec Malaysia. We've been going through the Internet Security Threat Report 18. This is Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.